This passage is in the middle of three instructions that Jesus gives his disciples on how to pray during the kind of the in-between time. It's towards the end of his ministry. And so after he rises from the dead and before the second coming, there's that kind of in-between time. And Jesus teaches the disciples how to pray during that time of waiting for the full coming of the kingdom of God. Last week we had the parable of the unjust judge and the persistent widow, where he instructs his disciples to not give up hope during this time of waiting, or lose heart in the midst of the evils of the time, but to keep their faith in God and be both trusting and persistent in prayer as they await the full and work for the full coming of God's reign here on earth. This week's parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector gives two examples of how to pray, one good and one bad. So Jesus addressed, and I think it's very significant, Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness. Do you know anybody like that? Somebody who's convinced of their own righteousness? And this person would look down on and judged everyone else. In fact, I think that the actual gospel reading said, and despised everyone else. Not a very nice person, kind of grumpy. So this group is represented by a Pharisee who took up his position in the front of the temple and said, as we just heard, "Oh God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity and sinful like this tax collector." And he kind of points to the tax collector. In contrast, the tax collector stood off at a distance in the back of the temple and would not even raise his eyes to the altar, to heaven. And he beat his breast and prayed, "Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Jesus declares that it was the tax collector, not the Pharisee, who found favor with God, for whomever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. What Jesus is telling us here, I think, is pretty straightforward, but I think it's just as relevant today as it was in the time of Jesus. Jesus tells us not to be self-righteous and proud and judgmental and condemning of others, as the Pharisee in the story was. But we should be humble and seeking God's mercy, acknowledging our sinfulness, and realizing our need for God's mercy as the tax collector in the story. In the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the grace of the first week is to realize that we are loved, forgiven sinners. It's a very consoling grace. We don't have to be perfect. We can acknowledge that we're sinful, but God still loves us and forgives us. And Pope Francis, in his first interview as Pope, as you may recall, when he was asked to identify himself, he said, somebody asked, "Who are you?" He said, "I am a sinner, but a sinner who has found favor with God," which is a reference to the first week of the exercises. Pope Francis also famously said, "Who am I to judge?" Pope Francis thus exemplifies the attitude of humility and non-judgmentalness and acceptance that Jesus holds up for imitation in this parable. So what about us? What attitude will we take? Do I have the self-righteous attitude of the Pharisee in the story, judging and condemning others? Or will I acknowledge my sinfulness and my need for God's mercy? I hate to say it, but I do see today a number of self-righteous people in the world who judge and condemn others and have that attitude of the Pharisee. I see it unfortunately among religious people and even among some Catholics. I see it among those who condemn Pope Francis for being too forgiving and too merciful, and emphasizing God's forgiveness and mercy. Bill Hipshue's here, who gave us a wonderful presentation yesterday on Pope Francis's pastoral theology, said he gave this talk to a group of young priests, and one of the young priests said, "Well, but what if we show too much mercy? Imagine that. How could we show too much mercy? It's like having too much faith or love or hope. And what attitude might be behind that, showing too much mercy? Can you imagine what kind of a pastor that person might be eventually if he's afraid of showing too much mercy? Let us take on the attitude of the tax collector in the parable held up by Jesus, acknowledging our sinfulness, our need for God's mercy, and have the non-judgmental and compassionate and inclusive attitude towards others, accepting people as they are, even as we call each other to greater fidelity and growth. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.